no English, where the hoses? No English, where the hoses? No English, where the hoses?
Hello, everybody. Yes, Yuto Horigami. Where the hose? That's what I'm talking about, my new favorite skateboarder. We'll get more on Yuto when it comes down to skate news. But right now, let's get into it. This is The Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast, according to me. So there you go. It must be a fact. This is the action sports news from the week leading up to today, which is June 19th. Of course, you can listen to The Monday Mass any day of the week. It's good every day. It's like coffee. It's always good. So listen to the Monday Mass. Subscribe. Tell your friends. We got a great show this week. A little bit late. I'm a little bit hungover. I've got a dew hangover. Drank tons of Mountain Dew this weekend. I was up in Long Beach working on the daily grind up at Dew Tour 2017. Good times. Lots of dew. I'm sweating dew. So much dew. And It's good because it was a good contest. More on that later. Like I said, tons of good stuff. We got Thrasher Magazine King of the Road talk with two King of the Road rookies, Jamie Foy and Chris the Muscle Russell. Talked to Dew Tour team championship winner from Team Blind, Mickey Papa. Thomas Barker. Tommy Barker hit up the Lakai video premiere and got us some crowd reaction. What else we got? Oh, we talked to kick-flipping surfer, Zoltan, the magician, Torkos. Todd Richards gave us some snow news. Hey, this is going to be a great show, so get ready. Fasten your seatbelts. The Monday Mass is brought to you by Gnarlywood and Quincy Woodwrights. Follow them both at Gnarlywood, at Quincy Woodwrights. Quincy Woodwrights. Say that 10 times fast. Hey, business and pleasure right there. Gnarlywood, the best in the business. I'm talking logistics. I'm talking warehousing, shipping, e-com, the whole fulfillment. They do it all. They take your business from here, which is I'm making a small kind of little shape in my hand. They take this business and boom, make you global, make you awesome. Gnarlywood, follow them. Quincy Woodwrights, part of Woo! Quincy Woodwrights is part of Gnarlywood. Quincy Woodwrights makes skateboards all made by trees grown right here in the USA. They grow them up in Michigan. They cut them down when they're ready. They make boards. They're good. They got pop. I ride them all the time. I love them. A lot of great skateboards coming out of Quincy Woodwrights. Does your business need a skateboard? Just follow Quincy Woodwrights. Those are our sponsors. For this week, June 19th, the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. Let's get into, we're starting with skate news. Skate news is brought to you by Master Plan PR. Master Plan PR, the official PR and communications company for the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. They have gotten the word, the gospel of Monday Mass around the world and back. We had 10,000 listeners in May. How rad is that? So thank you to Masterplan PR at Masterplan PR. Do you have a company? Do you have a personal thing that you do that you want to spread the joy of? Hit up Masterplan PR. They can help get the word out there. And we're going to start off skate news with Thomas Barker. Thomas Barker went to the premiere of Lakai's new film, The Flare, at the legendary La Paloma Theater in Encinitas, California. Thomas gave us his review of the film and also got some crowd reactions from local skateboarders. Real people, folks. Real skate fans telling us about The Flare. Take it away, Thomas.
What up, Mr. Cote? This is Thomas Barker coming to you live from the historic La Paloma Theater in Encinitas, California for the second night of the world premiere tour for Lakai Footwear's newest video, The Flare. It was chock full of amazing skateboarding from up-and-coming young bucks to certified legends. Rick Howard, Mike Carroll, and even the Birdman himself made appearances. Speaking of the Birdman, Tony Hawk's son, Riley Hawk, closed out the video with amazing part set to, spoiler alert, Metallica. The part, the music, everything came together. It was amazing. I hit up some of the locals, homies, to get their impressions on the video. Thanks for hitting me up, Chris. See you next time. Peace.
Hold on. Wait. Hey. What'd you think of the video?
It was probably one of the best videos of the year, if not the best. It's actually the best video of the year.
What's your name?
Joshua Rowe.
Who was your favorite part?
Riley Hawks.
Why?
Oof. All right, so I've known Riley since I moved out to California when I was like 12 years old. So essentially it's like he's been one of my friends like since I've been like young, but watching him progress over the years after like video part after video part and like culminating to this and having like Ender for a major company and seeing like what he put out for like a 5-6 minute video part, if not longer, it's pretty much amazing.
If this video was an animal, what animal would it be?
It would be a scorpion because it fucking stings you to the heart and makes you feel it real hard.
It was gnarly. Everyone got booked, especially Riley Hawk.
Riley Hawk had the best part, I'm not gonna lie. Everyone else had like good parts too, but Riley was out of this world. He helped, like, he did.
What'd you think of the video?
Oh my God, it was just a mind melter of a video. Absolutely insane. Definitely one for the books.
Who was your favorite part?
Oh, dude, Riley for fucking sure. Are you kidding me?
What do you think of the video?
I hate you.
So there you have it. Thomas Barker on the scene at Lakai's new film, The Flare. Can't wait to see it. I was going to go to the world premiere. It was my 14th wedding anniversary, and I almost pulled that coyote arm. You chew off your arm because it's under your lady, and you chew it off so you can escape and get to the movie. But you know what? I put in the time. It was worth it. But I will be buying Lakai's The Flare when it comes out on iTunes. Hey, buy skate videos. You know what I'm saying? If we don't buy them, they're not going to make them anymore. So buy those movies when they come out. And more importantly, if you can, unless it's your wedding anniversary, go to the premiere. Because, man, skate video premieres are special. Hey, yo. Sounds like the star of the video is Riley Hawk. I like that. I can't wait to see it. Again, Lakai's The Flare out soon. Look for it on the internet. But buy it. Just buy it. It'll be like $7 or something. And here we go. Thrasher Magazine's King of the Road. So if you're not familiar with King of the Road, this is what it is. You got three teams, basically on a month and a half long scavenger hunt from hell. Thrasher Magazine writes a Bible of challenges, gives them to the teams. They go out and try to complete all these challenges, skate challenges, you know, piss drinking, make out challenges. They're taking dumps out of trees into shoes. It's real stuff here, folks. Thrasher Magazine's King of the Road, three teams this year. Enjoy. Creature and Death Wish skateboards. So you got three insanely talented and teams just packed with personality, to say the least. So yeah, these teams are off and running now, and we're two episodes in. So I actually had the chance to catch up with two King of the Road rookies, Jamie Foy and Chris Russell. So we're going to start off with Jamie Foy. Jamie Foy has been killing King of the Road thus far. This dude is a rail chomping tech machine, and he's a big boy. He's built like a linebacker, but somehow, I mean, he is light-footed and he still just absolutely destroys any terrain thrown his way. And Jamie Foy has been skating in these first two episodes in one of the challenges. He's wearing ball hugger dolphin shorts. So we caught up with Jamie Foy. Let's hear what Jamie Foy has to say about King of the Road.
The overall experience was really crazy because coming into it, you're all excited and super hyped to get everything started. And then, like, you're just starting to knock out the good, like, the challenges that aren't that hard. And then once they start getting really hard, man, you just start kind of losing it. But, I mean, the whole team gets to, like, pretty much help each other out. And it kind of is like a bonding experience. So it was awesome. And it was just a lot of fun at the end of it. Like, just get over with is definitely a life experience I was hyped to do. Yeah, you got to see what I did. I think they put it in there, what I did to them at the end. But yeah, once I was loathing those shorts, dude. I was just hating them because it was just restricting my movement. And I'm not used to that. I'm used to big baggy pants. So I was just like, shit, it was definitely different. But hey, that was the whole part of the experience.
Told you, that kid rules. So that was Jamie Foy talking about King of the Road, talking about some of the fame that's going to come along with it as well. Another guy that went on King of the Road this year as a rookie, you know, fully knowing what to expect straight up King of the Road madness, was Chris the Muscle Russell. And now Chris Russell has been on a tranny smashing mission for his whole life, but on King of the Road, not only did he engage in some insane transition. All right, Chris Russell, King of the so far. Episode 2 looked like you're on a good roll.
Yeah. It was kind of like, at first it was like a sick challenge. I'm like, oh, cool. It's like,
so let's hear about some King of the Road makeout madness with Creature Fiend Chris Russell.
The whole entire team tell you to go and make out with every single woman that you possibly can see, especially after you just like beat yourself up all night and like you want to like do nothing but eat your breakfast, and they're yelling at you to make out the old waitress. So it's kind of annoying. It was way gnarlier than I expected, but we still had a good time and I did all right with it, I think. Way crazier, I imagine. I was like, kind of like, damn, it's gonna be mellow, you know? I mean, we're gonna do this and that. I knew it, like, what kind of came with it, but I didn't know, like, how to what extent we're gonna be, like, really pushing ourselves. Like, it's gnarly. You're not eating that much, you're not sleeping that much, you're beating yourself up day and night. So, like, it's pretty, like, hectic on your body. But, you know what? It's definitely one of the craziest, raddest things I've experienced, and I'll definitely do it again. I don't know, man. It's looking pretty close. I see, like, Enjoy got some of, like, the tech stuff down pretty damn good. Deathwish has some stuff down. I know we busted out all of our city challenges, like, pretty consistently, so maybe we have that going for us. And then we're always trying to go, like, we were saying the whole trip above and beyond. We're trying to get all, like, the longest, fastest, most and stuff. So it's going to be close. We're going to see. Hopefully we win, but you never know. You get some curveballs thrown at us.
Yeah, Russell. King of the Road is on Viceland. It's also on ThrasherMagazine.com. It's one of the best skate shows ever. It's, you know, it's a reality show, but it's not one of those shitty reality shows. It's amazing. So watch King of the Road. Hey, other good video parts to watch right now. Highly recommended by Monday Mass. Kern Capel's push part just came out on the Barracks. So tight. So good. Ooh, watch T-Funk, V-Extinct. Homie video that looks more like just a straight up banger video. V-Extinct. Well, VX is like a old camera. So they still skateboarders love VX footage. You know, I like it. I like me some high def as well. Hey, Weekend in Hawaii is another good one to watch. And speaking of Weekend, you got to say congratulations to Jordan Taylor. He's just gone pro for Weekend Skateboarders. So sick. This dude rips. He's a homie. So congratulations, Jordan Taylor. Congratulations to Weekend Skateboards, because that's a solid pickup right there. He's been riding for a while, but just got his name on a board. So good. Two crazy-ass games of Battle at the Barracks this weekend. Like I said, I was up in Long Beach doing the damn dew, drinking dew. Doing the Dew Tour, so I haven't watched these yet. But listen to these games. Luan Oliveira versus Chris Jocelyn. Whoa. PJ Ladd versus Shane O'Neill. These are two games that could be finals. That should be finals for the best to ever do it. Both playing games of skate this weekend on Battle at the Barracks on the Barracks. I'm about to make some popcorn and have a good sit and take these two games in. What else? Oh, yeah, Dew Tour. So let's get to Dew Tour. Yes, I still have a Dew hangover, but it's for good reason. The contest was sick, right? So you have four different courses. You have these. You got Tech, you got Gap, and you got Street, and then you have a bowl, proper bowl this year, you know, 6-footer in the shallow, 8 to 9 feet in the deep. So it was a good proper bowl. And on the street, let's get it. You got to go watch all this stuff online, because the Dew Tour seemed like it was a week long. It was 3 days of skate madness in Long Beach. Here's how your winners panned out. Australian mini shredder Keegan Palmer won Am Bowl. Tyson Bowerbank won Am Street. Two heavy hitters going. Buck, the Sleeping Turtle. Corey Juno won Pro Bowl, and Pro Street Finals was mental. So basically, these guys got to compete in three contests to qualify for the fourth contest all in one day, which is heavy. Started with 24, cut it down to 12. From 12, they went to 6. At the end of the day, it was Kelvin Hofler. Kelvin Hofler. That's a strange name for a Brazilian skateboarder, don't you think? It doesn't, I mean, name doesn't matter, because this fool rips. Shane O'Neill, Nigel Houston came close, but at the end of the day, it was Kelvin Hofler. But really, the big winner of the weekend was Yuto Horigoni. Yuto Horigomi.
Yuto
Horigomi from Team Blind. Basically everybody's new favorite skateboarder. This kid, this young Japanese fella, barely speaks English, right, Yuto?
And
absolutely rips. Oh my gosh, people were just talking about Yuto all weekend. They'll be talking about him for a long time to come. Because he's about to, you know, hit that superstardom level. Street League, X Games, whatever you throw at this kid, he's going to shred. So follow him, at Yuto Horigomi, H-O-R-I-G-O-M-E. So congratulations to Dutour, to the people that put it on, the judges, the whole vibe. It was just a good vibe, good weekend in Long Beach. And it was cool because they let all the kids from Long Beach come and skate. They just opened it up. They had a park of sculptures for people to skate. They let the kids skate the real courses throughout the weekend. It was tight. So Dutour was dope. Go to Dutour.com to watch all the highlights and replays. Wait a second before we finish. I forgot I got to talk to Mickey Papa, part of Team Blind that won the Dutour team competition. Mickey Papa, what a cool kid. A homie, and he rips. Mickey Papa talking about Team Blind taking the big win.
You know, I feel like Bill, we said it great. Like, we're the underdogs, and for us to come 2 years in a row and just get two wins like that, especially with, you know, wins in each section individually, I mean, that's great for Blind, dude. Like, it can only mean good things, so we're excited. Oh, you know, you see me out there, I'm smiling and stuff, but inside, I'm sweating. I'm like, oh my God, dude, okay, what trick? What's the call? What's my line? And I'm figuring it out as I go, you know? I see someone else going, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll switch to the kickflip backflip this time, or the switch backtail. I'm not sure until I'm right about to go. I'm like, that's what I'm gonna do, that's what I'm sticking to, going for it. You know, Yuto actually showed up on my floor. He was staying with me with my roommate, and that's the first time I heard of him. As soon as I saw him skate, I started making phone calls and be like, we need this kid. He's about to be one of the best skateboarders the world's ever seen. So it's just a matter of time before the whole world really knows what he's capable of. It's amazing.
Mickey Papa talking about Team Blind taking that team victory at Dutour 2017. Mickey rules. Go to Dutour.com to watch all the highlights and replays. Sorry if you have to listen to my voice every once in a while. I hosted the Daily Grind all weekend. It was a great time. Thank you, Dutour, for having me. Let's go. Since we're dude out, let's go to Snow. Okay. Snow News is brought to you by Tori Holistics. Tori Holistics, fully licensed medicinal cannabis, CBD, edibles, all that stuff to, you know, it's either recreational, medicinal, whatever you need or want. Tori Holistics in Sereno Valley, right here in San Diego. Man, it is a tight ship they're running over there at Tori Holistics. It's good vibes. Search for Tori Holistics, find out what they do, and go and get involved, because I'm all about the CBD gummies. You know, I don't necessarily intake the ganja smoke, but I do eat myself some CBD oil gummies, and they rule, anti-inflammatory, anti-anxiety. They help you sleep. CBDs all the way, and I get mine at Tori Holistics. So let's get to snow news. Yeah, it's about 80 degrees outside here in Encinitas, California, but there's still snow all over. And I actually just read something on Transworld Snowboarding. snowboarding.transworld.net, that there's a resort for sale in southern Vermont. It's called Maple Valley. It's about an hour drive from Stratton Mountain. You can buy yourself a snow resort for $950,000. So maybe if we get enough listeners here on the Monday Mass, if we get 950,000 listeners by next week, we can all pitch in a dollar and we can get ourselves a snowboarding mountain. And we'll call it the Monday Mass Mountain. Dreams could come true. Big news out of Canada. Monday Mass homie Mark McMorris officially named to the Olympic snowboarding team for Canada. Blame Canada. Wait, go Canada? What? Mark McMorris, Max Perot are the team captains? Am I making this up? Spencer O'Brien's on the female team. There's a bunch. They've named the whole team. Slope style, border, snow cross, everything. Curling. Team Canada has busted out their team list and they're looking stacked for the upcoming Olympics 2018. And speaking of 2018 Olympic stuff, the Olympic training vibes are going down the mountain, going down Mammoth Mountain. There's still tons of snow up there. I was sitting next to Todd Richards at Dew Tour, and he gave me the scoop. He also told me where else to go snowboarding in summertime. Todd, hi, Todd.
Due to our crazy winter that we had this year, people are still up at Mammoth right now training. We've got the likes of Sean White, Louis Vito, a lot of the kids that are younger, up and coming, trying to go to this next Olympic Winter Games. They're all up there right now. Mammoth has got plenty of snow.
Still
plenty of snow. I was talking to someone the other day, and it looks like midwinter. So up the upper mountain, you know, it gets a little squishy, turns into mashed potatoes probably around, you know, noon, because the temperatures are like 70 degrees. But if you get up there early, you get some good turns in. Three spots would be New Zealand, Australia, and Chile.
What kind of snow do you have there?
That is the pow pow. Well, hopefully. You know, because it's winter, southern hemisphere. Chile has had a good start to their season. I've seen some pictures of New Zealand. It looks pretty promising. You know, it's still early season down there right now, but, you know, this is the time of year where they get their powder. And if you want to have some slush, I mean, you can go to Mammoth, you can go to Mount Hood, or you can go up to Whistler Blackcomb.
Oh, always informative, Todd Richards. Man, he knows a lot about snow. Todd was one of our fellow commentators at Dew Tour, along with Neil Hendricks, Andrew Cannon, my new friend. Hi, Andrew. Chris Pastris, of course. It was a homie crew. It was super fun. So Eddie Wall was there. Monday Mass contributor Eddie Wall. So that's your snow news. Is that it? Yeah. Yeah, that's snow news. Oh, snowboarder.com just dropped a super edit of web-breaking edits from 2016 and 2017. So go watch that if you want to get psyched to go snowboarding. Even though it's summer, man. You can still snowboard in summer. Dude, go to Mammoth. Frickin' pow, or slut. Yeah, you can go snowboarding in summer. Hey, that's snow news. You got snow news? Hit me. DM me. Follow me at Chris Cote on Instagram, this new app where you take pictures of food and put them up. Instagram at Chris Cote. DM me some snow news, bruh. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a surf safari with me. I mean news. Let's talk news. Surf news is brought to you by South Coast Surf Shops. South Coast Surf Shops has 5 shops in the San Diego area. Did you know that? And it's summer. So you need new trunks, you need a leash, your lady, or you are a lady and you need a bathing suit, a little, you know, up, little wedgie thing. Go to South Coast Surf Shops. You can go online, southcoast.com. It's good stuff. And thankfully, they like the Monday Mass, so they keep on sponsoring this podcast. They're awesome. Like I said, it's summertime here in California. The water's 70 degrees. The air's about 80. Life is good. I'm going to go surfing right after I finish recording this dumb podcast. Hey, there's been no shark attacks this week. That's something to party about, unless you're a hungry shark. What else? Oh, International Surfing Day happened. Did you guys do anything? I was working. I mean, I don't need a day to tell me when to surf. I thought it was a good call, or, you know, it was a good idea. But, yeah, it happened. It was quiet. Quiet International Surfing Day this year. Too many sharks. Matt Wilkinson won the Outer Known Fiji Pro last week. There were a lot of ups and downs in this event. It was good waves. It was really bad waves. It's a good contest. You know, I wanted Connor Coffin to win. Or John. But, hey, Wilco's dope. Wilco won. And now Wilco takes the ratings lead. Connor O'Leary got second. So, actually, you know what? It was pretty rad to have 2 goofy footers in the final. And the final's pumped. So if you, like me, your attention span failed you and you just stopped watching, go back and watch the heat analyzer of the final like I did and you'll be pumped because it was a great final. The ratings, the Jeep raking thing, the Jeep leaderboard, Wilco's wearing the yellow jersey. John Florence is in second. Jordy Smith, Adriana De Souza, Owen Wright are all tied for third. There's about 100 guys tied for third. And we're halfway through the year. This is when things are going to start getting interesting. Can Wilco win a world title? Maybe. Will John win a world title? Probably. What happened to Kelly Slater? I don't know. He's still the best. I don't know what's going on. Adriana De Souza is awesome. You might think he's a villain. I think he's a homie. Owen Wright, that would be an incredible story. If he won, coming back from a near-death pipeline, and Jordy Smith is probably the best surfer ever to not win. So, there's your ratings fight, battle, chessboard thing. More surfing to come. Go to worldsurfleague.com if you want to hear more about that. QS news. Alex Ubedel. Alex Ubedel won a QS 3000 in South Africa. The Jordy Smith Cape Town Pro is coming. It's strange. Is he going to be in that contest? If you're, can you be in a contest that your is your name? And isn't he a little young to have a contest named after him? It doesn't matter to me. Jordy's rad, and if he wants his own contest, you know what happened? Somebody came up and said, "We'll give you $20,000 if you put your name on this surf contest." He said, "Let's do it," and he bought himself some new sneakers. Go for it! When's the Chris Cote surf contest coming up that no one would enter ever? QS stuff happening. Yeah, Jesse Mendez is still in the QS lead. Hiroto Ohara in second. Jorgen Cuisinet is in third. I don't know who that is. Yago Dora is in fourth. Obviously, Jorgen rips. He's from France. And if you're third on the QS in the world, then you're pretty good. Be sick to see Yago Dora on the World Championship Tour. Zoe McDougall on the women's side of things. She pulled the double win. Unprecedented double win in a Pro Junior and a QS 3000. That was in the Volkswagen Pro Durban, South Africa. Something. Congratulations, Zoe. That is awesome. Hey, check this out. Zoltan Torcos. Yes, the magician. The guy who does kickflips on a surfboard. Now, I have been coming to the defense of Zoltan Torcos for a long time because I love this dude. He's the only guy in the world who can do a kickflip on a surfboard. And I'm not saying he gets hated on because I feel like everybody that I talk to loves this dude. So I actually got a chance to, I called Zoltan. I have his phone number, so I called him. And I'm sorry about the poor quality of this audio. Zoltan deserves more than this. But I talked to him about kickflips and just good vibes. Here's Zoltan Torcos.
I started going a long time ago. It was cool because I think the one that I did first was probably one of my better ones up to then, and it was definitely the smoothest one at that moment in time. That was my very best one, so it was cool to get it like that. I tend to do them now. I can seem to do them on a more consistent basis. And then I'll get in rolls, or maybe I think the ocean starts cooperating at certain times when it's not so windy and gnarly. It can be super on or super wrong. How's that one way to explain it? One moment it's oh man, it seems great. And then if it goes wrong, it's the scariest thing in your whole life, and you've never been so humble. The other time I got the rail snap back when I was when you're falling head first or things like that, where you tend to cover, and we'll try to, I'll try to cover up and not get credit carded in the sack, and then I get hit the board in the face, and I got stabbed in the eye, and I was squirting blood out of the top of my eye, no joke, 2 feet out of the top of my eyelid, and I couldn't see for 3 days, and it was super scary. My eye, kind of retracted back into my head, and then I got, 10 stitches in the arm through my suit. Endless amount. I have to start on my lip. Broke my nose endless amounts of times now. But it's like when you do it, it's so gratifying.
Zoltan Torcos rules. Nobody else in the world does kickflips on surfboards, and Zoltan doesn't. And he's also a magician. He lives up in Santa Cruz, California, and the dude is just super positive, and he really does not give a shit what anybody thinks about him. He's just stoked to be surfing and doing kickflips, spreading the good word. He gets letters from all over the world. People come up to him, all the times, telling him he's sick, and I agree with them. Zoltan, you rule. Keep doing kickflips. Keep filming them. Keep dropping those clips. Zoltan Torcos, you can follow him at Zoltan Torcos. Have you guys seen the trailer for The Seawolf? Oh, man. I am fired up for this movie. I saw randomly it just popped up on whatyouth.com, the Seawolf trailer, right? Balaram Stack, Chippa Wilson, Noah Cohen, Oliver Kurtz, Cam Richards, Noah Wegerich, Josh Molcoy, Pete DeVries, Pete DeVries, yes. Canadians, Australians, Floridians, going crazy in gnarly waves, freezing waters. Go to theseawolfmovie.com. And that was not a paid endorsement. I saw the trailer and I got hyped. I can't wait to watch theseawolfmovie.com. Hopefully we'll get to talk to the director, whose name I don't have the internet open and I can't. Theseawolfmovie.com. Apple just released a new app that's supposed to make you do stuff, surfing. I saw it on surfer.com and they were kind of making fun of it, so I'm going to make fun of it too. Why not? It's called X-Sensor. I don't have an Apple Watch. Switchfoot Bro-Am is this weekend in Encinitas, California. This is the biggest party of the summer here in Encinitas. And let me tell you, this is a good vibe, good day. There's a surf contest to start the day where you have to ride one wave normal. You get scored on one wave going your normal stance and one wave going switch stance. It's a team event. Super fun. Follow at Bro-Am Official on Instagram. Follow Switchfoot to get more information there. The big free live show on the beach. Super fun. Did you guys see the kayaker go over the waterfall on the inflatable crab? Ask your grandma that. Super weird sentence. Hey, this has been the world's greatest action sports. All right. Like I just said 4 seconds ago, this is the world's greatest action sports podcast, the Monday Mass. I'm your host, Chris Cote. That's it for us this week. Be sure to go to youonline.com and listen to all of our great podcasts, especially Cantori and You. That's a good one. Watch Let Me Drink About It. Lots of good shows and just great stuff over there. I want to thank, before we leave, I want to thank Superbrand. Superbrand surfboards. I just got myself a Siamese twin, channel bottomed twin fin fish from hell that's gonna make me surf so good this summer. Thank you guys, Superbrand. I can't wait to ride this board. I'm gonna ride it in about 15 minutes. I gotta edit this podcast. Have you ever edited a podcast? It's tough. Super, it's a challenge. So if there's screw-ups in this one, it's because I got that dew hangover from being a dew tour all weekend. Hopefully you've enjoyed this episode of the Monday Mass. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. You could win a prize. I love you, and I hope you go and have a great day after listening to this podcast. Bye-bye.